אנחנו צריכים להרגיש עד כמה ש...
We have to feel how there's a difference between when we get up for the lesson out of bed or during the work day or in the middle of the day when we escape to all kinds of businesses and until we actually integrate with the lesson and with the flow of the lesson and how much the friends influence us and how much we are aided by integrating with them, their spirit, their connection. And when I am next to them, with them, I feel that without the influence of this great group, of this global influence over me, I wouldn't be able to lift myself from my petty little egoistic thoughts. I wouldn't come out of my self-lowly concerns, that only this great kli that is around me is what holds me and helps me and elevates me from the lowest place where I find myself every day more and more, all the way to the corrected state more and more, that where through them I rise more and more in each and every lesson. And I saw that, you know, that I'm not the one who's choosing the articles we study. I'm kind of leaving that to the higher force, so it happens through the friends. And so I was happy to see that this article, The Matter of Concealment from Shamati, was chosen. It's a big thing, and it's very, very practical. What is this about? To begin with, there is no inclination to spirituality in a person, unless he imagines to himself all kinds of Hollywood tricks about what spirituality is, but nothing more than that. Only when it comes to the group, to the method for how to really discover spirituality, then he begins to see that the path is comprised of two legs, two conditions. The conditions are such that on the one hand, he needs to have a great yearning to discover a great oviyut, great viewed for this thing he wants to attain. On the other hand, besides the yearning, he also needs to have the power to attain it. Therefore, our path includes two states: a state of concealment and a state of revelation, day and night, night and day, and that's how we advance. And we need to determine in spirituality, it's not that it's determined by itself, day and night. We need to determine it. The light is complete and shines to all. We need to learn how to use it. So, how do we build from this light the states of both day and night, to both have a yearning for the revelation of the Creator and above it to be able to reveal Him? But that in his revelation, we don't eliminate the yearning, because otherwise we'll have no inclination, no desire. So we build both the desire for the Creator and the revelation itself of the Creator. We build it, we design it. How do we do this? Let's read and see what he says. Concerning concealment, or the matter of concealment. Concerning concealment, which is a correction, had it not been for that, man would have been unable to attain any completeness, since he wouldn't be worthy of attaining the importance of the matter if there's no concealment. Because only if I think there is something, but it's hidden from me, and accordingly I have an importance for the matter, but it's still concealed from me, far from me, then from both of these discernments of concealment and some illumination from the revelation, I have an inclination for the matter, and I yearn for it. However, when there is a concealment, then the thing becomes important. The concealment provides the importance. We see many things in our world that seem very attractive, very interesting, but then we discover it and we stop wanting it. We stop chasing it. Because the concealment went away. We couldn't maintain the concealment, the interest. However, even though one cannot appreciate the importance as it truly is, the concealment grants it merit. To the extent that one senses the concealment, a bedding of importance is formed within him. Meaning, to the extent that the importance remains, that the concealment remains, and each time turns to the person in a different shape, then the person wants to attain what is hidden. To the extent that one senses the concealment, a bedding of importance is formed within him. So clearly, in spirituality, we have to make sure, because we're beasts. We begin from the animal degree. Look at a baby that's just born. It's completely on the animate level. And we're the same. We're just more confused, but we're animals. How do we build from ourselves towards spirituality a situation where spirituality becomes important to us, and that importance will keep drawing us more and more so that we can attain it and be willing to leave everything else? And we build that. We can't wait for the Creator to do it. He does it a little bit. He starts the awakening, but we have to continue it. So Baal HaSulam says it is like rungs. One climbs rung by rung until he comes to the designated place, to his correction. This means that he achieves a certain measure of importance with which he can at least endure with this importance. Though his true importance and sublimity are immeasurable. Meaning, there's no such thing as something being important or unimportant. It's important or unimportant according to what my vessel is aimed for. Let's say I have a musician friend. So for him, listening to some classical music concert is something great that he's yearning for, and I say am indifferent to it, or not, but depends on the example. But the importance and desire, and accordingly the pleasure, all depends on the concealment, how much we build the concealment on our own. And that is like rungs. He climbs each time, left and right, importance and revelation, until he comes to his designated place. This means that he achieves a certain measure of importance with which he can at least endure. Meaning it's important to me, and I want it, and I'm facing it, and that determines my degree. What is important to me? It determines who am I, and everything is on the level of importance. It all depends on what I need. Though his true importance and sublimity are immeasurable, meaning there's no measure to the Creator, we can't say, but it all depends on how much we attribute the importance to him. But nonetheless, a measure that will suffice him to persist. Meaning, first of all, I have to make sure that it's like this. The importance of the Creator is infinite. But how much can I position him in front of me so that I yearn for him? So even one more gram, something, but it has to be more important to me. That at least has to be my concern, because the complete measure of the Creator is not something we can attain. However, his importance in our eyes is what determines the level of longing, desire, everything. However, concealment in itself is not considered concealment. Concealment is measured by the demand. There are many things in the world that are hidden from me, but I am not so much chasing them. So it doesn't mean they're concealed from me. The desire is measured according to the sense of concealment. The greater the demand for something, the more the concealment is evident. Right? So, the greater the concealment is. And now we can understand the meaning of the whole earth is full of his glory. What does it mean? Even though we believe in it, that the Creator fills the whole of reality, still the concealment still fills the whole earth, our whole desire. And that's how we have to try to be. On the one hand, the Creator fills the whole of reality, concealment fills the whole of reality, and we have to yearn each time, again and again, to break through the concealment to the Creator. Now, there's a matter of building the screen here. And it is written about the future, for I will be unto her a wall of fire round about. What is the matter of wall of fire? And I will be the glory in the midst of her. Fire means concealment, but still, glory is in the midst of her. Meaning that then the glory will be revealed. So it means there is a revelation in concealment. This is because then the demand will be so great, even though there will be concealment too. And the difference is that at this time, there is concealment, but no demand. Like now, let's say. Hence, this is considered exile. Meaning, it's hidden. If it's hidden, it's that's it. But then I say, this is revealed. So the fact that I don't have the yearning to draw closer to the Creator, to I don't have the inclination to the Creator. Then, however, although there will be concealment, there will also be demand. And this is the main thing. Only to have the demand. And then what we discover our inclination, our demand. And that paints the image of the Creator to us. Because we don't exit our vessels. I don't see anything outside of me, but rather within me, I give a picture to the Creator that is according to my demand. Well, there are deeper things here, but what's your impression?
Good morning, Rav. When there's something that's in concealment, it becomes important. It's from my heart or from a kli that is created in the ten.
It's together. But ultimately, it ends with you. Your friends, your kli, your ten helps you awaken to the concealment, meaning that you wish to attain, even though it was hidden before, but you didn't feel it as hidden. What does it mean? You didn't really suffer from the concealment. So that's not called concealment. Concealment is measured by the deficiency that you wish to attain what is hidden. And if it's not that, if you don't miss it so much, then it's not really concealed. You're in a calm state. However, when you're in contact with the ten, they awaken you and you begin to be unease, not calm. And from this lack of calmness, you begin to care about the concealment. And you begin to be concerned about how to reveal the Creator. And then you also begin to think about how do I take care about the form of the revelation, meaning if the Creator is revealed, what do I have left? You know, there are many things in the world that if we attain them, if we don't make sure they also stay concealed to us, then the revelation shuts off the concealment, and then you have no revelation and no concealment. They cancel each other out. So we always have to care about the concealment because it keeps our yearning, and without the yearning, there's no created being. And then I cannot discover any pleasure. So in any situation, we have to make sure that we are left with a sense of concealment. And then we will go forward. So there is a kli. Kabyu 2.
Yes, thank you, Rav. How do we increase the demand?
How do we increase the demand? By noticing how Every time we wake up and we don't have anything and we only care about ourselves and not others, meaning all these concealments that we feel during the day, we have to learn how he awakens us and be more sensitive to what's happening, and also through the friends. That's the main thing. I look at them and envy, lust, and honor take the person out of this world. Then I awaken.
I heard you say that we need to build the concealment. What does it mean to build the concealment on our own? How do we do this?
To care about the concealment. So this is through the group. Alone, it's very difficult to even think about it, but with the group, it's possible. To build the concealment means that I follow all the things through which I see the Creator working on me, and I see there is that He makes sure that He keeps me away, that He keeps me confused, that He does all kinds of things to kind of cover, but half cover what's happening. Because concealment means that on the one hand, I somewhat discover what's happening, but on the other hand, I don't. It's concealed. It's because anything you say is concealed, you're also saying it's somewhat revealed, because otherwise, how would you know it's concealed? So, from these two forms of revelation and concealment, we advance.
So how? In the 10, I understand what you explained now, but how do we build the concealment? Do we study the Creator and what He does with us? He's bringing us closer, distancing us, confusing us. How do we do it between us? How do we build this concealment?
We build the concealment out of wanting to attain Him in our vessels. By connecting between us, in that form of connection between us, we want to discover Him. We don't discover the Creator as, well, I don't know what to say, how to say it, as a certain kind of character. We find Him through His action inside of us, how He connects us. That's the way in which He is revealed within us. Through connection, love, closeness between us, that's the action of the Creator. According to the way in which we come closer to each other, we begin to discover Him, His action, and even His shape, so to speak. But what is His shape? To the extent that we connected between us before in the 10 in different ways, and how we are now connected between us in the 10. The differences between what we had and what we have now, we made some movement forward. That's where we see the action of the Creator. And this is called, from your actions, we know you. And from these two forms of past and present,
what is the request? What do we need to ask or want?
We need to ask the Creator to be revealed according to the level of concealment. More than that, of course, we cannot ask, but we want Him to appear through our concealment, meaning that we maintain the concealment, and inside the concealment, we want revelation. So what are we discovering? We're not discovering the Creator Himself. That's impossible. There's no such thing at all. We rather discover His action, how He designed the concealment. And through that, he will now design the revelation. And these actions, these two actions, concealment and revelation, from these two appearances, we begin to recognize him, to know him.
It's not clear what revelation is together with concealment. It's how could they be together? It's not clear.
That's the only way it can be. Where through the revelation, we don't cancel out the concealment. As it is written, and beware of reaching out with your hand to him, as if you're trying to discover him. And this is what's called the honor of God. You have to keep it. It's, well, read some more, think about it, and you'll see how it works. Even read this article a few times, 5, 6, 7 times, and then you'll see more in it.
Beloved teacher,
Я вот думаю, а вот если он раскроется, то что будет? То есть мы аннулируемся полностью. Как вот стремиться к нему, чтобы вот из этого нашего объединения он раскрылся, и в то же время...
Не видно.
I see. This is what I am trying to ask you now, actually, and I want to leave you with this question. How do we make sure that from us to the Creator, a yearning remains, a deficiency, a concealment? This is what's happening with young couples. They love each other, they're attracted to each other so much, but after a while they start being indifferent. Why? Because the will to receive demands concealment, to keep it interesting, to keep the attraction. And if the will to receive is not drawn to something, then it has no pleasure of the thing itself. If I'm not hungry and I see food in front of me, I can't enjoy it. That's the problem. Look, when a person is sick, we constantly care about his appetite, because that tells us if he's healthy or not. So wherever it is, especially with children and with our personal life, in the family, especially with our spouses, we always have to make sure there is deficiency. And the deficiency is built by concealment. By the concealment. And by guarding the concealment. And it's not an issue of letting these things go. You have to make sure, in spirituality, you have to make sure that you have this concealment. You care about this concealment. And in parallel, you take care of the revelation on top of the concealment. And there's a lot of material in the wisdom of Kabbalah about this, because we build the vessels. The light is never missing. It fills up everything. The main thing for us is the Kli. We are now in the light of Ein Sof. Where is it? Was it? What is it? Outside of my beastly body? No. I can't even say exactly where it is, but it's everywhere. How do we discover it? Wherever there is the right concealment, so that I can discover him and yet keep it, that this is called Masach and Ochozer. Then there he appears. Because by that I don't blemish him. I build myself according to him.
Рав, таким образом хотел спросить. Вот мы говорим, что главное скрытие, и человек наслаждается от стремления, которое...
We say that the main thing is concealment, and a person enjoys the longing that the concealment creates, like a yearning of a man for a woman, where he aspires to receive her and enjoys. And when he receives her, he stops enjoying. But there's a question that is created here. When we talk about the Creator, we say that you will always aspire, but never receive, never receive. So it's the greatest drama of all. Corporeally, like a person who's aspiring for a woman all the time, and he will never receive her. Or towards food, you place for yourself the food, but you can't enjoy it. I understand that from the point of view of a corporeal thing, it's a great drama that you will never receive what you're aspiring for. But in corporeality, there has to be some kind of point of contact. But how is it in spirituality? Rav, I can't explain to you how it happens in spirituality, but in spirituality, there is complete attainment. Complete attainment, and there is no problem in spirituality for you not to attain. There is no such thing. You do attain the Creator, and not some part of Him, and not in some conditions. On the contrary, what's concealed in spirituality and remains concealed is called, be careful to send your hand to Him. That's in order to not destroy the concealment, because then there will be no revelation. Where we protect the masach, because without it, there will be no revelation. But the masach, which rejects the direct light, and we receive only in the Ol Chozer, the reflected light, we let it enter into the Creator, actually to reveal His thoughts, His actions, His preparations towards us. That's how it is. Well, Volga.
Рав, сейчас в статье говорится о двух состояниях: скрытие и изгнание.
Rav, we read in the article about two states, about exile and concealment. From the scrutiny that we have, what is the reason that in the concealment we fall to exile? Rav, just to reveal the conditions to us for the yearning. And for this yearning to be not the revelation of the Creator, but for the revelation of the glory of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator. There are things in this that we still need to scrutinize. Western Galilee.
Rav, what vessels are needed inside of me to be in order to keep the hunger in spirituality?
I think it's only possible with the connection in the group. The group for you is like an external storage room where you can receive a constant awakening from. You can't in every given state to feel yourself like you're ascending and descending and that's it on your own. We are in the Kli of Adam Rishon, and therefore only relative to that Kli we discover what's happening with us. That's why alone a person is not capable of attaining the correct discernments. That's like what we talked about in the previous lesson about the concealment, where we need to be concerned with the concealment. And then to the extent in which I conceal, it's also written, thanks to the fact that Moses concealed his face, he merited revealing the face of the Creator. So that's why it's considered revelation through concealment. It's always that way. So that's why here too, that's what he says, that we always need I will always yearn, meaning I will always add and add in the greatness and the importance of the Creator above. I am trying to be in this all the time, above the extent of what I feel, above the measure that I can with my vessels include. And it's good that it should be so. I'm causing the development of the kilim this way, by growing them, increasing them. I'm yearning for having bigger kilim. So even if the greatness of the Creator, it doesn't appear to me so much, and importance and its weight in my whole life, I need to constantly add and add. By this, my vessels develop faster, and I will always yearn. There are no questions. Oh, for the first time, as I can remember this, such a thing. Oh, well, as usual, Ita 4.
Hello, Rav.
Devo essere più concentrato sulle sofferenze, giusto? Perché le sofferenze sono quelle che mi avvicinano al creatore.
In order to increase this kli for the creator, I need to focus on the suffering, because through the suffering I receive that.
No. Why do I need suffering? Depending on what I receive from the suffering. If I can depict to myself suffering, even though I can add one more ounce of importance of the Creator, but I don't add, that's already suffering. Do you understand? But these are sufferings of joy, sufferings of love, where I understand that by this the Creator's playing with me. He's seemingly playing with me in this concealment. Concealed, revealed, concealed, revealed. And it's a certain flirt that we can, in this way, yearn more for each other.
Yeah, following on the concealment, usually we say that we bring the awakening from below, and the Creator, how after he identifies that we made an action, he adds concealment, he adds desire, and we each time have to work above reason. Yes. Here, there's a feeling like there's an added element that we're taking the role of bringing the concealment by ourselves. If you can,
yes.
If you can elaborate, what is this action that I'm going to add concealment?
That I'm not going to fill my vessels of reception, but rather the vessels of bestowal. That's it. Where the concealment is done, Moses conceals himself, he closes his eyes, doesn't want to receive things in the light of Chochmah. He merited seeing the picture of the Creator through the light of Chasadim, through the vessels of bestowal. For the time being, that's how it is. Yes.
So in our meetings during the day with the 10, I have to approach it with the feeling that I'm going to fulfill their vessels?
Yes, where you're caring and you're praying for the Creator to fill the kelim of the friends. Otherwise, who will ask for them? They themselves won't. They themselves constantly ask for you, and you for them. And that's how it is with one will help his friend. How can a person ask for himself? Unless you ask for him in order, for yourself, in order to help others. So you first have to incorporate with the lacks of the friends, and with those lacks you raise them and ask for the fulfillment.
So the action of concealment, meaning concealing my vessels of reception?
The concealment can also be towards you, towards your vessels. The concealment can be towards the Creator, that you don't want him to be revealed, but rather only his attitude to be revealed to you, so it'll be correcting you, and so on and so forth. It's always towards the corrections.
And my desire that the Creator will be revealed in the 10 is also a kind of concealment?
If you're asking for the Creator to be revealed for the ten, then you're the one who's transferring it. You're like the Keter towards the lower nine. And then you can ask for them.
A student from Ashdod is asking, when we're making efforts to raise the importance of the Creator, suddenly there are earthly desires that need to be fulfilled. How do I work in that state where I'm lacking necessities on the one hand? On the other hand, it may block me from the inner effort towards connection.
Oh boy, maybe you read it again.
When we're making efforts to raise importance and greatness of the Creator, suddenly there are earthly desires that want to be fulfilled. How to work in that state if these are vessels of necessities on the one hand, on the other hand, they might block us from the inner effort to connection?
Well, and what to do? I think incorporate in the group and immediately put everyone into the work. Immediately enter the work. What's the problem? Do it and you'll see the extent to which these things will happen. Always run to the group. Let's do it this way. We don't have too many reasons to get confused here. If you want to run away, you want to hide, you want to do actions with the group, if you're sure that you can draw and attract the group, if you're not sure, you enter under them and let them draw you wherever they're going. That's always correct. Therefore, the moment we started to engage with the ten, with the group, the person has no state in which he's lost. He has a ten.
Questions? Meaning, what did he say here? He explained what the difference is between the still vegetative, animate, and speaking that we see before us, as much as each and every one, first of all, developed from one another. It all came from the still degree, as it's written, and as much as in every kind of the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, on every degree of development, what the Creator or nature, the same thing, what they attain from this. The Creator and nature is in Gematria, it's the same. So what does he attain, get from this? What he gets is a special force called the speaking degree that can stands alone, includes in itself also the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, and then it can be a foundation for development till the degree of the Creator. What's lacking in the speaking degree in order to reach the degree of the Creator? That is the main thing we have to learn about and take upon ourselves. Questions? Hebrew 10, yes.
So, the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, should we look at it simplicity or with some relation to reality?
To anything, you need to look at this in any direction, because it's our life, also in this world it's clear to us, also in the spiritual world, you have the still vegetative, animate, and speaking, those four degrees, also in the spiritual world, you have Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is the same thing. You have to see in each and every state how nature, the will to receive that the Creator created, existence from absence, gets all kinds of forms, whether still, vegetative, animate, speaking, and the way they integrate between themselves and so on, until they are reach a state that even though they're completely separated, till the little detail in each and every one, by the connecting and integrating, we become as one desire. that there's no difference in any detail for itself, but all together work for the benefit of the general, like the upper light that is in complete stillness. Simple, it's called, pashut. That means that there are no differences, but all connected in order to be directed towards me.
Out of the two remote states, what is a 10 in a state of still and a 10 in a state of speaking?
The extent of connection between them, that in according to that is the measure of their interconnection with the Creator. But even a 10 on the still degree, so they are connected between them, and they devote themselves to the Creator to control them. That's the form of the still.
And the speaking?
The speaking is that they can already be partners with Him.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Question from a student from the internet. What is the special addition that should be added so as to switch from a quantitative state to a qualitative one?
Connection. When we come from one to two, but connected between us, it's a connection in essence. Not in quantity, it's way more than that. Because here we go from one world to the next. To a state that in our world there isn't a state where two become one. When we want to connect between us to one, we actually ascend to a higher world.
Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
Question from a friend. If our connection in the 10, if it also goes through these four stages, how should it be expressed in our relationships?
You only need to be drawn to connection, and in the connection to be as close as you can to the Creator, to depict Him without differences, without limits, just as one. The Creator, we understand them as the one, the unique, and the individual. They are discernments that you have to try and attain in the connection between you.
Да, вот вот эти вот уровни, о которых мы говорим, неживое, растительное, животное. Вот когда мы
Yeah, these degrees we're talking about, still vegetative, animate. When we connect in a ten, and cancel our egoism and are included with the friends, we become still, right? How does something begin to grow there in the connection?
It's not our matter how much and how it grows. We have to think of connection. Because the way it grows, it's a spiritual form that we cannot control. We just need to make the efforts. And the way it grows, what, do you know how a tree grows that you plant the seed in the ground? That's the force of the Creator working inside. You just need to do an action. And the rest, after that action that you planted in the ground, then we need to try and connect as much as we can, more and more and more and more, from the pressure, from the compression. That determines how we will grow and in what pace. That's it.
Такое, чтобы как-то запустить этот механизм роста растительного.
There has to be a compression between the cells, that it will be as one body. And then in this one body, to the extent that it really does become one, so it can grow to the next degree, to the higher degree. When you from Malchut reach Keter, And from it, the next degree of development comes up. Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Querido Rab, finalmente creo que llego al
siento
que estaba en el lugar correcto.
In the end, I felt that I'm in the right place. I've been learning for 12 years already. Are we on the highest level we could ask? We who are learning this method of Kabbalah?
The fact that you're studying Kabbalah, you are studying the most exalted science that can be in this world and in all of reality. Because gradually you start learning from this reality how to reach the higher reality, which is the Creator Himself. So you don't have anything to engage in that can be in all of reality in all the worlds that is more exalted. And man from this world can develop because he has a spark, he has a reshimo from the shattering, he can develop to such an extent that he reaches the degree of the Creator. So we'll get there. We will get there for sure. You will see. There'll be a lot of ascents and descents. You'll see disappointments. And as so many times each one of us will want to leave but can't. Because where can he go? And again he comes back and back and forth and back and forth. And a few times a day. And in the end, from all these states, and especially from the descents, we reach one desire, one mutual desire, that obligates the Creator to reveal Himself to all created beings. That's what He's How can a person that the point in the heart awakened in him doesn't mix up and desires the lowest desires?
There's no such thing. He will desire big time. And the more he grows, the more he will desire the lowest, most indecent, despicable desires. You don't know what things you'll feel yet, what you'll be attracted to. I don't even want to tell you. It is such things that a person, a regular person in this world, doesn't get these desires. We have to know all of reality, all the desires, everything. Everything will be revealed. There's nothing that's not revealed in you. When Rabash told me about it, I kind of laughed at him, you know. What could it be? He said, you just wait. And it's true.
But he says that that's the whole reason that the desire shattered into pieces and they don't reach anything.
No, this is them. But I'm not talking about Kabbalists who go through these desires in order to receive those desires and correct them.
How does he know that it's to correct and he's not just drawn to it and mixes up everything?
He's got the power and the strength for it. They don't have the strength, and he does. Although he gets disillusioned and then he falls, and tomorrow it might be the same, never mind. He still adds each day. I'll tell you what I think. Those who come to the lesson every day and during the lesson gradually awaken and have the spirit, and then during the day fall and then descend and they got problems and whatnot and they can't get up to the lesson and it's difficult with what thoughts he gets up toward the lesson. But during the lesson he wakes up again and ascends again. These are the actions on which there is a blessing from above. This is how it should be. But every day, every single day, if you exert, then it's impossible that during the day you won't get a descent and you'll come to the lesson dead. And you're trying and trying as much as possible, and but you're in the lesson, you begin to receive the vital force.
What is happening now? There's the pyramid of degrees, still vegetative and animate in the world. Why is everything taken away for a person except for the still, and supposedly only the high degrees remained? Why do you have to take away the middle part and not develop it?
Everything should be taken from a person, so that he sees how he can grow from the very beginning, from scratch. What we're going through now, this transformation that is so special in humanity, you will see how humanity will acquire a new form, a new formation. It will be something that has never been before. It is an ascent to a spiritual degree. First of all, it's connection among people. Forceful, because there's no other choice. Afterwards, they'll recognize that it's good. Afterwards, we will want connection because we understand that it's good. Afterwards, we will want connection not because it's good, but because and because we have a choice or don't have a choice, etc. But because only in this way can we make ourselves similar to the Creator. And also, we want to make ourselves similar to the Creator, not because we get the ta-ta-ta-ta out of it, but because by this we bring Him contentment. And even then, we don't care what we get back from it. It's only for Him, etc. This is how we advance. These are development on different degrees, in a different direction in humanity that's never been so far. All right, so what am I trying to say? There is no choice. We have to open it to everyone. I'm not going to start all kinds of struggles with you. If it should be this way or that way, we have to divulge, to disclose it to everyone. We have to open the door to everyone. We have beginners' courses. Let them go in there and start learning in a way that's suitable for people who came off the street. And bit by bit, they'll get closer and join us. We have to come to a situation where our circle will grow from day to day, and you have to see to it that it grows. If you don't see to it, it will diminish. And by this, we will lose a lot. So see to it. And keep our dissemination. It has to be with the utmost eruption and expansion, and in such a way that it touches everyone's hearts. Try and try to disseminate. If you don't know, take things that are ready and just spread them out everywhere. Doesn't matter where. Go into the farthest places from us. Never mind. As long as you spread it. That's it. The more we expand our circles, the easier we make it on ourselves to step forward. Tomorrow we have to continue from item 5. All right. And in the meantime, I don't see those bums from the info.